Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Sure is. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, it's a Thursday. My
Tommy
favorite day of the week.
Little, you legend.
Guys, I'm sorry to bring the mood down early, but it's a dark day. Not for me, but for athletics as a whole.
Oh, what, has there been another scandal?
There's been somewhat, not so much a scandal, just a shock.
Oh.
That'll send ripples across the, track and field.
Oh,
world.
Track and field.
Yes.
Oh, this is to do with you.
This is.
Oh, this is to do with your fun run on the weekend.
Fun
I
is
genuinely
not a word I
thought
use.
Then you were about to share some really exciting news.
No, this is grim. This is
okay.
This is,
so let's update people. Mm. A few months ago, you decided you were going to do a half marathon.
Yes,
and so you started training for the half marathon.
That's correct.
You thought you were doing 10k runs. You found out you were doing 1.5k runs.
Yes,
a little bit different.
I mean,
which means you weren't doing much training. Then you really cranked it up a notch. Mm. Started doing 8k runs. Then you injured yourself.
Yes.
Then you thought I'll have a break
still
and get
be
some.
Fine.
Work yes. done on my leg.
Yes.
Then
yes,
you got. Then we got the great man.
Oh, Moniz.
Moniz to come on and tell us whether he thought you'd be able to do it.
Very good recapping. You are very good at this job. what's happened is yesterday afternoon I went for a run to see if my calf was going to be right.
Mm.
And it's gone to buggery again. And I went back to physio this morning who reckons I might have a small tear in my left calf.
From doing 1.5 Ks?
No, from being a supreme athlete. Gosh. And mainly from running without warming
okay,
up.
Okay, so what you're telling us is after all this talk, you're not going to complete the 21K half marathon.
Hey, those in glass houses shouldn't throw too many stones because who else isn't doing the half marathon that they signed up to?
Well, yes, my partner Chris isn't doing the half marathon, but he's not doing it even though he signed up because he had the actual flu and the doctor said you were not to run that because you'll be back in hospital.
You told me it's because he had a scab on his bum and he can't run.
Shush. He will kill me. Stop it. That's not what it's to do with. That's to do with another issue.
You've got
to
tell me if I can't talk about this one.
You know full well. I'm surprised my phone isn't buzzing already.
Here is the thing.
Oh, dear God.
Here is what we need, right? The money goes to charity. It's for a great cause.
Yes, you meant to fundraise to do
yes.
it.
Yes. So what we're going to do is we need someone to replace both me and Chris in the half marathon, 21 and a half Ks, happening in Melbourne this Sunday. This Sunday. You have to be available and able to do it. You can complete it in whatever time you want.
Well, no, it's a race.
I wasn't going to spring that on there until the
no,
last bit.
No, if they're going to be able to do 21 Ks, they're competitive people. So we want two people to compete, one on behalf of Chris, one on behalf of you. The winner gets
$250 cold hard cash.
And then the loser gets to say where another 250, which charity it's to go to?
Yes, that is exactly right.
So if you happen to be a marathon runner and you're listening now and you're not already running on Sunday morning in the fun run, don't know why it's called a fun run, but call us 131060. We want you to run for us.
Also, don't think you have to be fast. If you're standing there with your mate and you just want to, you know, compete friendly against each other, both get involved.
Yeah, you can do it in 10 hours if you
that's
need.
That's great. Yes. Give us a call.
No one's calling. I just might put it out there, but that's okay.
We will do it throughout the show today, and by the end of the show, we will have someone to take these two spots in the half marathon.
All right.
All right, 131060, if you're available on Sunday and you can run and you can help out Carrie and Tommy, give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you're like me, Wednesday night means only one thing.
Oh, what is it?
What do you mean, what is it? We're doing this bit together.
Yeah. Oh, Bachelorette night. Yes. Yeah, I'm right into it.
What did you think I was going to say?
I don't know, Mexican night or something? I was even thinking Taco Tuesday. No, that's not Wednesday. What is it? Fajita Wednesday? No, I'm not sure. Okay.
Bachelor.
Yeah.
Bachelorette. And last night, oh, it was epic.
So I'm a little bit confused. It was epic, right?
It wasn't actually epic. It was all a bit weird because they're all in their little onesies getting teary and
I couldn't help but think a onesie is not a sexy day outfit.
Oh, it's so not.
I'd be so sweaty. Oh. I'd be secretly nuding up under my onesie just so to get some air.
Would they be nude underneath? Do you wear clothes under your onesie?
Oh, I'm assuming other people do.
Okay.
I wouldn't, but you know.
Oh, but it's the fur. It would make you sweat if you were naked.
Oh, the fluff you'd find in the places you'd find that fluff.
I don't find a man in a onesie hot.
You don't find a man dressed as a giraffe hot. Because I just immediately think you'll be sweaty and stinky.
I know. And then to add to the de-hotness value, and we have the men are crying in onesies.
Well, to add to the de-hotness value, also half the men are geriatric, which doesn't...
No, she did say she wanted older men, though.
Well, but then Yeah, okay. I just look at that playing field. Women are amazing because I look at that spectrum of men, and you've got Apollo, who's young and looks like a Herculean soldier, right? And then you've got like Jared, who looks like somebody's draped skin over a scarecrow. And I just think surely she's not into both. Do you know what I mean?
No, but she's not into both. No, that's why she only picks one in the end.
But I guess this is why I find it strange, because I think when I watch The Bachelor, I speak to people and they vaguely agree that all the women are cute, right?
No,
mates anyway. Don't you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then Ben goes this theory, because most of the women I speak to
For Soph because she's getting a dud group.
I just think that everybody looks at that group of guys, and regardless of what they like, they think half of them are gross.
Right.
Because such a broad spectrum.
I'll tell you what I thought when I saw the show last night.
Yes.
I don't want to hear about the pot plant ever again.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm done with the pot plant.
Oh, of course. The pot plant.
If they still talk about the pot plant, I'm done with the pot plant. Who cares about the pot plant?
Well, it did make me laugh, though, because when Sam goes about Blake, who's such a cat, oh, my gosh, he bitches like a private school girl. He peed in the pot plant, right?
And I don't care about the pot plant anymore. That's what I'm talking about. I don't care who peed in the pot plant. Come up with a new storyline. But the other bit that got me last night was when they all got given the things from home.
Yes.
And I'm never good with the names, but the one that got all teary about is Blanky.
Jared.
Oh, that's Jared.
Is that Jared? Yeah. I actually don't ever know any names.
Oh, the reddest one out of all of them.
If you missed it last night, he got given a blankie from home that meant something to him, and it made him a bit teary.
Yes.
I used to remember going to my mate's place when I was a kid. Yes, I was under the age of 10.
And you look like you were the age of one.
Just Blake, shut up.
Cat.
I went to his place without my blankie, and I couldn't stay over at his house because I was losing my mind.
Without it.
Shut up, man.
Leave him alone. I want to hear.
Such losers.
Oh, so he started getting a bit teary, and then they were teasing him, and then it all just got a bit too much, didn't it?
Karen. What's wrong?
Oh, just need a minute.
You okay? Don't get upset. Is it because of that?
It just reminds me of my nana and my grandma. They're all gone now.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I need to remind people, he's 58 years old. Like, he sounds like he's a kid crying.
And the thing was that, like, I love a man that'll cry.
Did you see his face when he was crying, though? I thought, wow, is that tomato pushing out tears?
I just don't know if I can deal with a man crying over a piece of his blood.
Oh, and did you see how he was sniffing it? He shoved it right into his face.
Because I know I've got two kids that have loved their blankies.
Yeah, your kids are 2 and 10.
I know. And I was trying to imagine if the 10-year-old, by the time he got to 58, whether he'd still be getting teary over his blankie.
By the time they're still... He's going to bingo after that. You shouldn't be crying over a blankie and bingo. That shouldn't be the two things that are in your diary.
Anyway, I want to talk about men that cry.
Oh.
I want people to call 131060. Guys to call if you're a crier.
Okay.
I want to know what sets you off. Is it like only once a year you cry? Are you crying all the time through every movie? Is it blankies that make you cry? What's making you cry?
If seeing old men makes you cry, then Bachelorette will make you really push out some tears.
131060.
Guys that cries, that's what we're looking for right now.
Guys that cries. Good one. Either.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking guys that cries because last night on The Bachelorette, this was Jared as he spoke about how upset he got receiving his little blankie from when he was little.
Jared. What's wrong?
Oh, I just need a minute.
You okay? Don't get upset. Is it because of that?
It just reminds me of my nana and my grandma. They're all gone now.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It is sad. It's sad. Yes, because you sound like you're laughing quite a lot. I mean, it is sad, but you sound like you burst out laughing.
It sounds
over
different
there.
When you hear it without the full context.
I like that noise that he lets go halfway through there. It sounds like a cartoon.
I was only talking the other day with my friend about how it's so good if you're with somebody that's willing to cry, because guys,
not the way he does.
But that's why I realise saying that now after that. But it's really good because then you know how someone feels. So otherwise they just stay there and you think that they're not hurting or they're not upset.
He cries
and
all
then
the
you
time.
Find out later they are. And they're like, why don't you just show me that you are?
Yeah, but then after you saw him, once you saw that bright red face squeezing out those tears, then you go, okay, less of the showing.
No, I feel for Jared. He's a poor little blinky. You've got Chris on
the line. Do you
want to
play the grab again then?
Canberra. Chris, are you a guy that cries?
Not really, no. I got maybe once or twice at the funerals, but Wreck-It Ralph gets me.
Oh, no, that mate, that, a lot of those animated, have you seen Up, Chris?
Oh, yeah, hated beautiful.
It. Terrible.
Oh,
you
mate.
Hated it?
Because, hated
oh, that's so sad.
Absolutely hated it.
Old but, men get me every time.
Because of the start? Because
no,
it made you
just
cry?
Just because I thought it was a terrible, boring movie. But
what movie
fair
gets
enough.
You?
Any a lot of those animated ones.
Yeah, right.
Do it. But as I told you, any, honestly.
Any movie
any
on a plane.
Any movie on a plane. Yeah. Like any movie. I'll watch an action movie that's not even meant to have a sad bit. And I'm like, oh God.
Do you cry in relationships often? Like if you guys are having, you're having a fight with your girlfriend, do you?
No.
Have you cried
know.
When you're breaking up or anything?
Jeez, it's been quite a while.
Since you cried or since you had a girlfriend?
Since I had a girlfriend, I think. I think I'm really suppressed that somewhere deep dark in my memory. I'm like, what relationship? Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Jackson, are you a crier?
Oh, I wouldn't say I blub a lot at The Bachelorette, but I get a tear in the eye.
What yeah. sets you off?
Oh, just, you know, when the boss is giving you a sprain for something that you've done wrong and you just can't say anything.
Hang on.
Aww.
You cry at work?
Yeah.
Where do you work? Where do you work? I mean, it's not where. Are you a tradie?
Yeah, I'm a tradie. Chippy.
Chippy?
Yeah,
that's
but
not
if you put in a whole hard days of work and then you get absolutely slapped down, that's enough
yeah,
to bring a tear to the
eye. But I'm
the
saying
eye.
Just suck it up at work and then get home and when The Bachelorette comes on, that's when you let the waterworks go, Jackson. And no one else has to see it. We have a great man on the line. Your partner's called in, Vickers.
Oh, is he? Oh, no, I don't know if he's going to be annoyed at you or me.
I don't think he's annoyed at me.
Are you there?
Hey, are you a guy that cries?
Well, I am actually. I cry on planes all the time.
Yeah.
At any movie watching a plane, I cry. That's why I'm calling. Did you just say to everyone in Australia that I have a scab on my butt?
Well, I didn't. I simply, I got told
yes,
that you
did.
Weren't. No,
he
no.
He told Australia that he had a scab on his butt.
Well, you've just done it now. What actually happened was, Carrie told me you weren't going to do the marathon, and I assumed that it was because you had a scab on your bum and you couldn't run.
That's why.
That's almost libelous.
What?
I do have a scab on my bum.
We thought it was bed sores because he was in bed.
Oh, mate. Wowee, as Ben, our caller from yesterday, would say, wowee.
You had the flu, didn't you, babe? Like, really bad. Yeah. And you were stuck in bed for a long time. And we thought that's maybe what it was, but it's from running a camel.
I don't have leprosy.
But tell everybody, what's it from?
I rode a camel.
See, okay. This is the blank bit for me. I don't understand how you got a scab on your bum from riding a camel.
Have you ever ridden a camel?
I have, and I came away scot-free.
Well, one of you is doing it wrong.
Thank you, Chris. It is
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. We were talking about The Bachelorette before.
Yes.
And we were talking about guys that cries. Some very exciting news on both those fronts. Australia has its first bachelor baby.
Oh, how long till the spin-off?
I know. Sam Wood and fiancé Shnazana, if you don't know what I'm talking about, have welcomed their baby daughter Willow Wendy Wood
Cute
into
name.
This world. Gorgeous name. But they do a good Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey, you know, what was that show? They do a good show like that. What's that reality series? Remember when Jessica Simpson
Yeah. The tuna, fish of the sea. The chicken of the sea.
That one. Yeah. I do know what you're talking about. But we're talking about tears before. Sam posted a pic of his little baby girl on Instagram saying, "Willow, Wendy Wood, you make our hearts explode. Mummy, you're amazing and I love you more than ever. Eve, you look so natural holding your little sister. Dad, stop crying. Willow, you are simply perfect." That is one time all of my mates have said they've shed a tear is when they've watched, for two reasons. One, watched their newborn baby girl or boy come into the world, but also in awe usually of your partner and what they've done.
Yeah. They're a gorgeous couple of people.
They're going to make a gorgeous kid. Look how cute that little thing is.
Is it weird to say she was a stunning pregnant woman?
Oh, not at all.
Is that a...
why is that weird?
It should be a pageant. Hottest when pregnant pageant.
Nah, that doesn't need to be a pageant.
Okay, weird.
You can say she's a stunning pregnant
woman. She's stunning,
yeah,
right?
She's gorgeous. Yeah. I love pregnant women. I reckon all pregnant women are stunning.
Do you?
There's something about the fact that they're carrying life.
Sure.
And that,
it's like the most natural thing, right?
It is. Yeah. I love a belly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that touches when I shouldn't.
So I often wonder about this because you can obviously get away with it more, but I do have a habit of, not strangers, but people I've just met, I instinctively go to touch their belly and I'm like...
When they're pregnant or not?
No, just any time.
Now, I'm not sure if you've seen this today, but Eminem is the latest celebrity to come out against Donald Trump. He's written, what would you call it? It's like a spoken word.
Well, they keep saying it's a freestyle rap.
Is that what
and
that's
it's
the term?
Just not.
Is it not?
No.
It's a 4-minute video. He recorded it in a Detroit car park as part of the BET Hip Hop Awards. This is a little piece of it if you haven't heard it.
Any fan of mine who's a supporter of his, I'm drawing in the sand a line. You're either for or against. And if you can't decide who you like more in your split on who you should stand beside, I'll do it for you with this. You.
Yeah.
So he's not a fan.
He's not a fan. He's not a fan.
He wants his supporters to pick a side.
Sure. I don't think there'll be too much crossover there. I don't think there's too many Trump Eminem fans if you line those two circles of the Venn diagram up.
Well, Snoop Dogg, Sean Diddy Combs and T-Pain have come out and tweeted their support. Interestingly
you
enough...
You read T-Pain like you've never seen the word before. T-Pain is in the country at the moment. He's landed down. I'm quite excited to see what he's about.
Macklemore. Anyway, Trump hasn't tweeted about it or anything, which is unusual for him. Yeah. Usually he gets right back in there and lets you know what he thinks.
Mm. It is strange as the rappers get older, right? Like, I remember Eminem being so, you know.
18.
Yeah, and now he's still hanging out in a car park. Like, now when I see Dr. Dre, because Dr. Dre is like mid-50s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just in a better car.
Yeah. I'm like, why is Dad rapping?
And finally, here's a plastic surgery challenge that I hadn't thought of before.
Oh,
three Chinese women have been detained at an airport in South Korea because their post-plastic surgery faces look nothing like their passport photos. So they were barred from boarding their flight home. They were detained and questioned by immigration officers at passport control despite showing their tickets, their travel documents. They could not prove that they were the same people as the people in their passport photos.
Wow. I mean, it's flattering, right?
Well, it is. At least you know it's worked.
It's worked. And if they hand you back your passport and they go, "I'm so sorry, madam, but you appear to have stolen your mother's passport and you look much younger and more sprightly in real life," you'd be like, "Thank you."
Yeah. How crazy is that, though?
Yeah.
So make sure you think about that if you're heading overseas for a bit of a nip and tuck.
Well, I was going to pop across to Thailand over Christmas.
What are you going to get done?
Nothing big. Just a butt lift, lips, cheeky boob job, eyebrow raise.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Get ready to party!
Frontier Touring and the Hit Network present R&B Fridays Live 2017 with Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul and many more.
Oh yeah.
R&B Q&A.
That is right. Our Sydney listeners are on their way right now to R&B Fridays Live. It kicks off the R&B Fridays Live tour. If you want to check out to see if there's any tickets available in your city, you can do so at frontiertouring.com.
We had the great man Craig David on the project last night. Isn't he a sweet, sweet dude?
Was he?
So lovely.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
Fame hasn't changed him.
How was the facial hair? Manicured to within an inch of its life?
No, he's relaxed it a bit.
Has he?
Yes. Still manicured, but not in a over... manicured way.
And am I right to say he is absolutely ripped?
Yeah, he is now.
You could crack an egg on those.
He said
abs,
he's relaxed that a bit as well, but a few years ago he got, like, there was a photo of him. There was this rumour that he died or something and then came back to life as a bodybuilder and everyone started, or he, I don't, look, that doesn't really make sense.
I think you're getting him and Jesus confused again.
Anyway, there's some rumour about him being a bodybuilder or coming back as a bodybuilder. Anyway.
Okay. That's a half a story. let's give away some tickets, shall we? Courtney from Brisbane, are you there?
I am here.
Shana, also from Brisbaneland, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you guys know what to do. You buzz in with your names, and it is three questions, best out of three. We'll get the tickets.
Oh, was that a baby?
That was an interesting vote of confidence we got from one of you.
Yes, she got my back.
Okay, good.
All right, question number one. Which country is Craig David from?
Courtney.
Yes.
Oh, America?
No.
As soon as I buzzed in, I'm like, no, it's somewhere foreign.
It's somewhere foreign. You're awesome, Courtney. Shana?
At least I know it's not Australia now. Let's try another big place, UK.
Congratulations, well done, Shana. Very another good. At least you're having a crack today. That's what I like about it.
Right.
If you're going to be incompetent, be on the front foot and incompetent, and I really like it.
Question number two, tell me.
Was Janet Jackson older or younger than Michael?
Courtney.
Go for it, Courtney.
Older.
Oh, Courtney.
Oh, Courtney, you're bold, but you're wrong again.
Which means Shana.
50-50. I think I'm going to go younger.
Oh, yes, correct, Shana. Congratulations. The tickets are yours.
That was easy, Shana. Easiest work you've ever done.
Sorry, Courtney. No worries. Good on you.
Courtney, you're a legend, though. I really like your style.
Thanks.
Courtney, you don't happen to know the story about Craig David dying and coming back as a bodybuilder, do you?
No, I hadn't heard that, but it was very interesting.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I mean, we all don't know that story, and Gary's tried to tell us.
R&B,
still don't.
Yeah. R&B Q&A, it is back again for the final time tomorrow. The final chance to win your way to R&B Fridays Live.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I did a bit of Googling in the break then during that song.
Craig David,
song.
What's
Craig
happened?
Craig David, conspiracy theorists suggest he was killed in 2002 and replaced by this, and there's a photo of a very muscly guy, this muscle-bound hunk.
With the same gorgeous,
it's his head,
gorgeous
so
set of pipes on him.
Yeah, it's not true. But
I told you the Avril Lavigne, that's very hard for me to say that name, the theory about her.
No.
It's almost exactly the same theory. It's that she died in 2003 at the age of 19 and same thing, was replaced. They reckon that she looks different, she sounds a bit different, and her lyrics became exceptionally darker.
That just didn't happen. Same way Craig David didn't happen. I wish I'd never brought that piece of information because it's not even that interesting.
You really started this conspiracy theory thing and then kicked it right in the butt.
On the piece of paper in front of me, it says that you're going to tell me something now about dancing.
I am going to tell you something about dancing. I went and saw an amazing show the other night. Taylor Mack is the guy's name. He's wild. He's a cabaret singer who is kind of...
Oh, is this the guy on Monday? You said you should go see this guy. You'd love it.
You would absolutely love him. He's kind of asexual, outrageous kind of drag costumes and just a super fun show. He's got an amazing voice and then does a lot of audience interaction things, which I hate.
You hate being in the audience when it's happening or you just...
Yeah, okay. I don't mind it happening to other people, but there's one stage where he runs up the aisle and he ran past me and I am doing everything that people do in my stand-up shows, which is head down,
I was going to say,
look away.
I've been to your stand-up show and you do heaps of audience interaction.
I think that's why I hate it. Because I'm like, oh, God, no.
Because that should make you a good audience member because you should know to give a lot so that it gives them something to work with.
Well, here's a hot tip to people going to see a stand-up show. If you don't want to be picked out, engage. Because I pick people who do the thing that I do, head down. Because those people tend to not think about their answers too much.
Right.
Whereas if you're engaging, looking at the person, I think, oh, they've come here to be part of the show. And they're going to be really painful and have pre-rehearsed answers.
You love your audience, don't you? Anyway, talk to me.
Still love to have you in.
Okay,
anytime
so,
I come.
So you head down, hoping you're not getting picked.
Yes. And then it comes to the end of the show and he does, all right, everybody up. This is not picking single people out. You're all getting involved. And so I go, oh, okay. And it's a dancing thing, right? He gets sort of to do a dance and copy the person dancing next to us. That bit's fun, right? And then...
What kind of dancing?
Well, he gets the younger people. He goes spot an older person because the crowd is from about 14 to about 80. It was part of the Melbourne Festival. So it's an arts festival crowd. And so he says, spot an older person, copy them, do their dance. It's all pretty fun, okay. Right? And then he goes, now I want to finish by getting you out of your comfort zone. So I need you to walk away from your seat, move around the crowd, pick someone of the same gender as you, and I'm going to get you to just hold that person. And so I go through the crowd and guy looks at me and he goes, oh. What you're going to do is you're going to slow dance with that person.
Amazing.
And then I saw the most incredible thing. there was this guy and he was young and he spots this older bloke, right? And he goes, that's my man. And he walks over to him and it happens right near me. And as he goes, I want you to slow dance with this person, starts playing music. The young guy's got a huge smile on his face and he goes to grab the old bloke and he gets about a foot from him and the old bloke puts one finger in the guy's face and he goes, that's about close enough there, champion.
So they don't dance together.
They don't dance together. But then I grab my guy and we dance, right? And then it finishes and it was a nice kind of lovely moment. And then it finished and then I realised, oh, that's the only slow dance I've ever had in my life was with a random at a crowd at a show.
You've never had a slow dance?
No.
Even with a girl?
Yeah.
What about school when you had to do like dance lessons?
No, we never had dance lessons.
Like for your Saturday night bush dance?
For my Saturday night bush dance?
Didn't you ever have a Saturday night bush dance?
For my Saturday night bush
dance. Did you not ever have bush dance? We had bush dance classes.
What do you mean? Like the nutcracker,
nut bush? The nut bush.
The little knee to the side thing. Yeah. No, we never had. I mean, we did that, but that's like standing in a line. We didn't do none of this slow dance holding each other.
Oh, what about at weddings? You've never been to a wedding with a girlfriend that you're seeing and then the first dance you get up and.
No, usually someone puts on little Wayne or something and then there's no slow dancing. To? Pretty hectic ones.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And I think the nations almost have had time to recover from the shock exit from the half marathon that is happening this Sunday.
Yeah, you're not running the half marathon Sunday because you're injured.
I've torn my calf, guys. Yep.
And you look really, really sad about not doing it.
I am actually pretty sad about not doing it.
My partner Chris can't run it either because he's got a scab on his bum. No, because he's had the flu and I've torn a calf. Told he can't run. So we've asked the great people of Australia, do you want to run on their behalf?
Melbourne Marathon this Sunday.
We've got Jeremy on the line. Jeremy, you are 35 and you're up for it, yeah?
Absolutely.
What about running the marathon? Are you up for that too?
What's your credentials?
Look, I've probably done a good dozen half marathons. I've done one full marathon.
Oh, okay.
A few off-road runs as well.
How quick are you?
My PB is 1:30.
Okay.
1 hour 30.
That's quick. Okay.
That's amazing. And the fact that he used the word PB, I like this man.
I know. What about Mark? Mark, talk to us. Have you done a half marathon before?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
What's your PB?
Probably not that quick. Probably about 2:15 maybe.
Oh,
that's more in my world. That's more roundabout what I was shooting for before, you know, the injury brought down the nation.
All right, let's go to Megan. Megan, you're a 29-year-old lady. What's your credentials?
So I haven't done one before, but I am training at the moment to do a body sculpting competition. I have actually run when I do my training, I run about 10 to 12K every time I do it. So I am in training at the moment.
Megan,
more than Tommy ever
Megan,
ran.
You had me at I've never run one before. I would love if you want to run for me, Megan.
Oh,
I would love to because I just want to do something before my actual comp. So I want to like set another goal for myself and I am determined and I promise I won't let you down, Tommy.
Hey, you already haven't let me down.
Okay, now I don't know how to pick between Jeremy and Mark because they both sound awesome.
Well, can I suggest something?
You can.
I just think in the interest of fairness... Yes. Jeremy sounds like he flies around.
Oh, you think we should go with Mark because Megan's got more of a chance.
Well, it's just not as fast. I think that's you know, he's still fast. And
but Jeremy, Jeremy, is it true though, mate, that you've popped on a bit of weight and might be a bit slower?
Yeah. I've been on holiday recently. So look, I'd probably go around more 1:45 to 2 hours.
Still
with
pretty
my current weight.
Pretty quick.
Stacked on a bit of weight or done a buzz, as we call it in the industry.
All right, look, I think you're right. right. If we're going to make this fair, it probably needs to be Mark against Megan. You guys are going to be running on Sunday. The winner gets $250 and the loser $250 towards charity.
Hey.
Sorry, what?
How is that use of language? The winner gets
$250. We're the losers, actually, who can't
the
run.
The second winner gets to donate $250 to a charity of your choice.
Thanks so much, guys.
Mark,
thank
Megan,
you.
We'll speak to you Monday.
Someone will speak to you before then, but we'll speak to you Monday.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, what a couple of legends. Saving our behinds and running on our behalf.
Good luck, guys.
Megan, you run like the wind, you gorgeous thing.
It doesn't matter if it takes you 10 hours.
And Carrie, you've got
still
Mark
two,
as well.
$250
Yeah, I've got Mark.
Charity
I'm
of choice.
With Mark.
Yeah. All $250 cold out of cash in your pocket.
All right.
Can't wait to speak to them.
Good luck. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Carrie and Tommy catch up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.